Time to get the dirt on all of Hollywood. It's the Hollywood Report with Rosie LaDue.
A New York City airport security guard is under investigation after allegedly giving Kim Kardashian and Kanye West special treatment. The two had just landed at the JFK International Airport on a flight from Brazil when they were whisked away by an airline greeter. The employee reportedly let the couple bypass the TSA checkpoint to get to another gate quicker, but they were later pulled off their connecting flight due to the security breach and rescreened. Epic Records is going to great efforts to take down a new remix leaked over the weekend with a vulgar Lil Wayne lyric that offended the family of Emmett Till after he made a sexual reference to the beating death of Till. Till's family objected, and the Reverend Jesse Jackson reached out to his management on the family's behalf. The label issued a statement last night apologizing for the release of the song. Epic will release an official version of the song that will not include such references. Meanwhile, Epic Records CEO L.A. Reid reached out to the family to personally apologize. DMX was arrested yesterday. The rapper was taken to the Spartanburg Detention Center at 2 a.m. for allegedly driving without a license. DMX spoke to the local Fox station and said, "I know I didn't have a license. They put cuffs on me, brought me here. I paid the money, basically just 5 hours wasted for nothing." Meanwhile, his 5-month-old daughter was in the back seat during the whole incident. Speaking of arrest, rapper Jim Jones was arrested in New Jersey after police said that he got out of line with officers who were trying to deal with the parking situation. According to police, he confronted an officer who was responding to a complaint about an illegally parked car in front of his house. Police say the officer ran Jim's name and noticed 2 warrants out for his arrest. Chris Brown was the victim in an aggressive face-off with a heckler who got close to his car and threatened him. The incident took place outside of LA nightclub Playhouse. Brown was making a quick exit in his Lamborghini when a man ran up to his car and started yelling, "I ain't never seen a blank jump in a car that fast." He then asked if it was bulletproof. Chris yelled back asking if he was bulletproof. A few more threats were exchanged before Chris sped off. Jennifer Hudson and will.i.am are calling on fans to mark the 2-month anniversary of the tragic Connecticut Elementary School massacre by sending the Newtown community a special St. Valentine's Day card.
It's the Hollywood Report with Rosie.
Never get it twisted.
Brought to you by Meijer. Higher standards, lower prices.